We are having some hot fun in the summertime. Wendy Snyder in for Lisa Dent this afternoon, and it's a pleasure to speak to entomologist Dr. Catherine Dana again. Hello, Dr. Dana.
Hi, how are you doing?
Really good. We spoke before we even saw the first cicada come out of the ground, and now I am convinced that they're on their way out. Are we almost finished with them?
Yeah, you know, I think by the end of the month, we're going to see most of them gone. There's always a few individuals that kind of stick around, but yeah, they're definitely past their peak at this point.
We got some texts in this afternoon, and I feel sorry. I'm sorry for these people. Algonquin, Ravenswood, Rock Falls. Ernie from our production team is in Oak Park. He said he hasn't seen a one. I'm completely intrigued by them.
Yeah, they know that periodical cicadas are kind of a patchy species in general. So it's part of that. It's also part of, like, the history of what, you know, was in that area before, you know, this year. So what was happening in previous emergences? You know, was there actually, you know, woods there before? There's a lot of things that can happen to make them so patchy. But it's also their, you know, just generally their biology.
I was talking to my brother last night, and he is in Peoria, and he said that both the broods are closer to him than they were in Chicago. Did we just have the one brood that was here?
Yeah. Chicago just had the one brood, which is actually the densest brood, right? I mean, it is incredible how many cicadas you can get in one area up there. But yeah, that's the 17-year brood, so, you know, before this year, we saw it in 2007. But yeah, us further down here in central and southern Illinois, we have the 13-year brood, which is brood 19. So yeah, we've got two across the state, but, you know, very different broods in general.
And what about the blue-eyed cicadas? Because I hate to admit this, but I was looking at the eyes of many a cicada in my backyard, and I had a lot of them, because I thought scientists wanted these blue-eyed cicadas. What were they all about?
Yeah, you know, the Field Museum is looking for any specimens, so if anybody comes across one, I know that they're hoping to do some genetic work on it. You know, I found one individual that was much darker than the rest. I think you have this many, you know, cicadas that you're going to find some that have, you know, some sort of mutation.
That's interesting to me. All right. And then, so I read this also, and obviously you know this because you're an entomologist, but so the cicadas come up from the ground, they mate, and then the female has this little thing that she splits open a fresh young branch, inserts the eggs. The eggs then, what, in 6 weeks drop down to the ground, and when they hatch, they burrow down to feast on tree roots. Have I done my homework?
Yeah, no, really good job. So yeah, in you know, somewhere between, you know, 6 to 10 weeks, these guys will start hatching, and I've actually never seen it happen, but if you get the light just right, supposedly you can see these little tiny, you know, cicada babies falling to the ground to dig their way into the soil. But you know, it's hard to see, but I'm sure that people in Chicago are going to be looking for it, right? We have so many citizen scientists this year. It's been wonderful to hear about.
Citizen scientists, that's fabulous. All right, so here's my question. Now, obviously, it helps with the food chain. I've been loving seeing, like, a food frenzy of birds. When they first came up from the ground, there were birds all over just enjoying themselves. I've also read that baby birds are getting tummy aches because their moms are not getting anything other than cicadas because there's an abundance. But so what happens next year when these 17-year cicadas are not going to be as prevalent? Are there going to be a lot of animals that starve from not getting the extra cicada dinners?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question, right? You know, it is really interesting about the bird diet that, you know, they are so low in vitamin A that, yeah, it seems like, you know, the baby birds aren't getting enough. The adults are going to be fine because, you know, they can last for a month without, you know, a lot of vitamin A. But, yeah, you know, what's going to happen next year? It is known that, yeah, you know, a lot of times these animals, you know, the next year there isn't quite as much food to go around. But the other thing to remember is right now everything's really stressful for a lot of wildlife. And so I kind of think of it as hopefully this can kind of buffer, you know, the effects from climate change and other man-made influences. Just, you know, give them a little bit of a boost to hopefully, you know, withstand a little bit more of these pressures that we're putting on them.
And next year, there is no brood that's going to come out en masse or en masse, but we are going to get probably a few individual ones, aren't we, next year?
We'll definitely have some stragglers. So that just means because, especially in our northern Illinois brood, it's so dense that some of the cicadas just get their timing wrong. So there's going to be a decent amount of them that come out a year late. And then, of course, we'll still have our dog day cicadas coming out, you know, in the next month or so. So, yeah, don't think that the cicadas are gone. They'll still be around.
Yes, they will. All right. So you're saying by July 1st, they should pretty much be out of here, correct?
Yeah, I mean, you'll still hear some. And, you know, the other fun fact for me, at least, is that, you know, as you know, these cicadas start to peter out, we'll get our dog days starting to come out. I usually hear them, you know, on the 4th of July. So there's not going to really be a break.
Okay, great. You know, it's funny. I really thought I had a crush on Peter Brady and the Brady Bunch, but it turns out I should have dated Harvey Klinger, the bug guy. That would have worked out better. Dr. Catherine Dana, cicada expert with the Illinois Natural History Survey at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. That's a mouthful. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for all your information.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, Mayor, July 1st, they'll be gone. And news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.